People are seeing, especially the non-Ahmadis, they are seeing that the interpretation or the translation of the Holy Quran is not right.
Do you say that? Well, they say that in public. Privately they say other things. You know, yesterday I went to Leicester for a question answer session. A large number of English men and ladies and Asians and Africans were present there. We had a very good session, lasting about an hour and a half or more.
More than that.
About 2 hours.
Yes.
That's right. And a gentleman who was such a fine person, such a generous person, stood up at the end to thank Ahmadis for all that they had done. Later on, I inquired about him, how he was introduced to Ahmadiyyat and why he was so impressed by the quality of Ahmadiyyat and so on and so forth. So the president then told me the story. This is what I'm going to share with you. He said that he had no knowledge, no idea of what Ahmadiyyat was. He just became interested in religions as such. So one day he thought, why not read the Quran, the very fundamental book, and find out about Islam myself by the study of the Quran. He went to the Leicester Muslim Center, which is dedicated to the hostility of Ahmadiyyat against, you know, absolutely. Sometimes some members under the influence always behave like rabid people. And he went to them and said, look here, I'm a new man, I'm an English man, and I want to study the Quran, so could you kindly sell me a copy of the English translation of the Quran? They said, yes, of course, we'll do that. And they were talking, and one mullah from among them took him away quietly, put his hand over his arm and said, please, I have to say something to you. He said, let them say whatever they please. But if you want really to know the Quran, then go for Emily translation. You'll get nothing from others. This is my private advice to you. And if you ask my advice, I would advise you to go for Zafrullah Khan's translation. It's an excellent rendering of the Quran. And Zafrullah Khan's translation is entirely based on the translations of the Jamaat as such, of Khalifatul Masih Sani's translations and Mauli Shehli Sahib's translation and so on. Mm-hmm. And also, he was helped by a board of Ahmadi scholars and others at his request, which was granted by Khalifatul Masih, the third caliph. And I happened to be a member of that board too. You see, we went through sentence by sentence each translation, and we offered our advices. Of course, it was his translation. He decided in the end whether to accept some advice or not. Most often he did. So it was that translation to which that mullah referred. He said, if you really want a good, correct, reliable translation, go for Ahmadi translation, and for Zafrullah Khan's translation in particular. Apart from that, I can quote another example of a moot of world Muslim scholars to, to find out in what orders the English translations should be arranged from top to bottom. So whatever English translations were available to them at that time, they examined them very scholarly and compared them with the Arabic text, and ultimately they came out with their verdict. The unanimous verdict was that by far the best translation was that of Mauli Shehli. Mauli Shehli's translation is a miracle indeed. He was appointed by the Jamaat Ahmadiyya. He spent many, many precious years of his attention with prayers to come out with this translation, which is still the best in the whole world. So this is the unbiased verdict of non-Ahmadi scholars. You should be aware of these things. You should find out references from Imam, with the help of Imam Sahib, and tell the others, look here, what's this? if we change the translation to our own liking, what happens to your scholars when they sit as on the seat of judgment? They declare Ahmadi translations to be the very best. See? Mm-hmm. Was it your question?
Yeah.
Okay.